930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. We're at Lorain County Community College's Spitzer Conference Center today for the Zero Proof Mix-Off. It's the 18th annual Party with a Purpose. This is great stuff, man. Now, when you come in here and you take a look at the pamphlet they've put together, party drinks for DDs, designated drivers. We should probably just change that and say party drinks for everybody.
I agree.
I mean, these things are so good that you don't need alcoholic beverages when you go to holiday parties. I mean, these are just sensational. We were reading through the list of these before, and I'll tell you what, we took a look at the list of judges before we came on the air. They've got a very difficult task on their hands. Prizes are going to be awarded today for the best taste, the best name, best student drink, best presentation, people's choice. There's also the overall winner. So
people bring it too. Best presentation, that's my favorite award because it gets everyone hyped up. I'm intrigued to see. We spoke with the folks over the United Way of Greater Lorain County. They're bringing in a Scooby-Doo theme, so I'm excited to see how this works out.
We're all very excited, as is Kat Soloff, who joins us right now. Thank you so much for coming on. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, this is obviously an event that Matt and I love coming to.
We think
this is our third year here, right?
I think we've been coming here since we've had the show.
Yeah, so 3 years. And it's always interesting because we have a lot of fun talking about the drinks and all that good stuff. But obviously, there's a larger purpose here. And we talked about some of these statistics at the very beginning of the show. And they really are pretty staggering. You know, with the Lorain County crashes that involved alcohol, over 8 times more likely to cause a fatality when compared to non-alcohol-related crashes. And you know, you see things like that. And I think that really drives home the importance of tonight's event.
Right. Really, the Zero Proof Mix-Off is in line with our coalition's mission, the Safe Communities Coalition, and that's to prevent and reduce injuries and deaths on Lorain County roads. This is just kind of a fun way to put a spin on a very tragic and sad message that we really want people to hear and think about before they get behind the wheel.
It's such an easy way, too. I think it's something that's missed by people because everyone thinks at the party you've got to have beverages for everyone, and no one stops to think that this is simple, and you guys bring it right to the forefront and say, hey, try these.
Right, and we definitely, that's definitely the case. We definitely want to make it something fun, enjoyable, and not really even thought about.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a fun concoction that people enjoy having. It's a nice treat. It's the holidays. And alcohol doesn't have to be part of that because, you know, this is something that impacts driving, and people need to be aware of that.
And obviously a fun event, not just because of the drinks that are involved, but the decorations. I mean, people really get into costume for this kind of thing, too. Can you talk about how this has grown over the years? Because, again, in the 3 years we've been doing this, we've seen all kinds of different things. But how has this thing grown and evolved over the last 18 years?
Sure. Yes. So this is our 18th year, and this is actually, personally, my 5th year being a part of it. And just in the short 5 years, I've totally seen it evolve. We've evolved to 22 mixers, so 22 different agencies are here tonight. And I think it gets a little more intense and a little more competitive every year. People really bring their A game with presentation. They do a lot of different practice and trial and error to find the perfect recipe for what that drink's going to be. So it's really fun, and it's totally evolved in size, in reach. So we just love that this is really something that can bring the county together.
And it seems like it does it every single year. And we see people walking in right now, and they're starting to set up their little areas and things of that nature. And people are starting to build what looks like, I don't know, is it like a brick?
I think
like
that might
brick?
Be a
is
chimney.
Yeah, it's a chimney.
Yeah.
Yes, I see the brick over there.
I'm thinking it's a chimney, yeah.
And I think I see some Christmas sweaters over there as well. And this is just kind of like the tip of the iceberg. I mean, people started rolling through the door, about maybe 15 minutes ago to start getting set up. But, I mean, this is the fun part of the process, isn't it? The calm before the storm, before the doors open up at 5:30 to the general public to walk in.
No, this is the part I love because you can really see it all coming together because once, you know, the public arrives, then it's just a storm. And then you're just kind of running around just trying to make sure, you know, everything's going as smoothly as possible. So this is awesome just to see the creativity. Like, each agency gets into this so much. And that's really why we promote for agencies to participate in this. It's a great team building activity for these folks. You know, get out of your comfort zone a little, maybe be not so serious. So we really like that part of it as well.
I know we've been here 3 years. You said you've been doing this for 5 years now. It always blows my mind just how creative people get. I mean, a chimney's already being set up here this year. I mean, that's the fun of it. The public gets to come in and see this for free, and I think that's the best part, too.
Yeah, we love that part of it. We want to have a community event where everyone can hear the message. So that's just the huge part of it all, that it's open to everyone.
Over the last 5 years, can you think of a setup or a costume that stood out to you?
Oh, man.
I've got to throw this your direction because every time we have Ryan Aroney on with the United Way of Greater Lorain County, we're stunned that he didn't win for their Stop, Collaborate, and Listen a few years ago when he dressed up as Vanilla Ice. And I know you guys have had so many tough decisions like that to make over the years because people, like you mentioned, they always bring their A-game. Are there a couple that stand out to you, though?
Oh, goodness. The competition's always super stiff. I personally always like the ones that have a little bit of a holiday spin to them, sure. just because it helps get, you know, we're in early December here. Everybody's starting to get a little stressed out. This makes it fun. Remember why we like the holidays. It's not always a stressful time. So those are some of the ones that I like when people do the different rims, some of the tall displays. We did have Santa here last year.
Nice.
So I don't know if maybe he might make an appearance from one of our mixers this year.
I mean, there is a chimney, so there's something for him to slide down, right?
I know, that's what I'm thinking.
It better be good, just
right?
in case.
And one of the funny things is, you know, this year we had to tell our mixers, you know, you only have a 10-foot table. There's only so much space because I think if you gave them the sky, they would just go for it, you know?
Oh, like, for sure.
I mean, we do have pretty high ceilings in here, so I'm not sure about that part.
They're building up now. I think that's what's happened, yeah.
Well, and I also saw, too, you guys also have snacks that will be available at some point throughout
right.
the night.
Yes, we do have snacks available for purchase, water, so everybody can cleanse their palate in between. So we do have coffee available for purchase, just lots of different options for folks. We have a spinning wheel for some of the kids. We have a photo booth, so lots of fun holiday activities that you can enjoy while you are, you know, sipping on something delicious and innovative.
And, of course, the ingredients book, too, so folks can try this at home. I know I did a couple of them last year at home and really enjoyed them.
Yeah, that's what we love to hear. That's the whole purpose behind this. We do put out this recipe book so you can go home and try it with your family, have options for your DDs at your holiday parties. That's the big thing is we want this to continue on. This is our big event every year, but we want the message and the behaviors to continue all year long.
And that's the kind of thing I think that's very easy to get behind because, you know, we look at some of these drinks in here, and yes, some of them are holiday and spirit. Like, for example, the Merry Mint Mocha. That seems like something you drink December through January. But then you see a few others in here that aren't necessarily holiday related. For example, State Highway Patrol's got the Cuddles on the Beach. That's not necessarily, you know, holiday related. So I think this year especially, there's a really nice mix of drinks.
We actually have a few, I think, Harry Potter themed ones. So maybe like a Halloween spin, all that. But yeah, definitely great options for throughout the year, not just holiday time.
Part of the fun too, the names on it. State Highway Patrol coming up with Cuddles on the Beach.
Oh man, State Highway Patrol, they have a title to defend. They are typically our People's Choice favorites.
Okay.
So we would be interested to see if anybody can give them a run for their money this year.
All right. That's part of the fun, too. You come in, you get to vote and try and get the State Highway Patrol.
Yeah, People's Choice is fun. When you do come in, obviously you can sample all 22 drinks, but you do get a vote for your favorite.
Nice.
And they get very competitive with that one as well. And Highway Patrol has that title for the past few years. So we'll see if somebody can beat them out this year.
I'm big on my puns, so I love the best name winner.
Yes.
And the 2018 best name winner, absolutely fantastic. The very responsible driver from Mothers Against Drunk Driving. So there's so many things that are just so fitting with that award.
Right.
I think that 2018 award just naturally should have gone to them.
Yes.
But I know you guys have a lot of fun with that as well, too. I know the judges have, boy, quite the task here tonight. But, you know, for you guys as well, I know you're a big part of the whole process. Do you actually get a chance? We saw you running around earlier. I know you're busy setting up, and when the event starts, that doesn't necessarily stop for you.
Right.
Do you get a chance to enjoy any of these drinks?
I do get a few. I never really get to try them all. I'm usually kind of running around, you know, making sure the event goes on, and I want to make sure everyone's having a good time. But actually, my husband, he comes every year, and he tries every single one.
Wow.
So he gives me the down low. I know everything about the drinks because he comes out for it.
I mean, I think you, as much running around as you do, you need some of the sugar in some of these drinks.
Yeah, right?
You're
rolling. Right?
Yeah.
Hope you get through it.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I noticed last year, it seemed like chocolate or hot chocolate was kind of like one of the big themes. But this year, there seems to be a lot more variety.
And there's a good mix.
Yeah, there's a really good mix. I see pumpkin king cider. That was one of the first ones I pointed
out
to you. The cherry sunrise. That involves a little Mountain Dew and some maraschino cherry juice as well.
For all the Harry Potter lovers out there, Christmas at Hogwarts available.
Oh, yeah, and Little Green Rudolph. So you guys really have the gamut covered this year, no question about that. So how does that work, too, when you guys are putting the list together of all the participants? It seems like this has gotten so wildly popular. Do you guys ever get to a point where you have to turn people away?
Well, we do have a cap on how many mixers we can accept. You know, with the space that we have, we realize, you know, 22 is all we can fit. So that's where we're at. So it's a first-come, first-served basis. Yeah. We open up the applications in early October. They're due pretty early, by, like, early November, and 22 is all we can take. So that's worked for us the best, and I think we only had to turn away a few this time. It's just, you know, the deadline hit, and that's all we have space for.
See, next year, we need to make space for this guy because he makes a world-famous chocolate chip
milkshake. But I don't know that it competes with these drinks. I'll say that.
I'm sure it could.
Oh, it's pretty it's pretty solid. I don't mean to toot my own horn, but toot a little there. I like this, though. We just saw Lorain County Community College Trained Police Academy come in. Their drink's called Oh Fudge. They got the leg lamp. They've got the leg lamp from the Christmas story there with the fragile and everything written on the box. Yeah, so very impressive. That's just to show you how much goes into this from every single team.
Yep, and even inflatable Grinch a little bit further down the way.
We do indeed.
Yeah, we do have an inflatable Grinch. No, yes, there's all kinds of really cool stuff
here.
Yeah, it's really, really cool stuff.
Really pumped up.
Yeah.
Kat, thank you so much for joining us here. We
appreciate
you guys having us at this event every year. One of our favorite events to come to because we get to sample the drinks at the end of it, and then this gives us material to talk about for weeks as well because it just so naturally happens that we bring these things to holiday parties you and I attend, and we also talk about this for the next few weeks here on the show as well because there's all kinds of good stuff in here. But as always, we appreciate you joining us, and thanks for having us here.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you, Kat. Much appreciated. All right, let's step aside and let's take a break here because in just a few moments, Matt Douglas is going to update us on the local news. And then we're coming back for hour number two here at Lorain County Community College from Lorain County's 18th annual party with a purpose. It's the Zero Proof Mix-Off here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.